Welcome to the Mindful Soul Center podcast. My name is Amy Adams. I'm the host and producer of this podcast. In today's episode, we have a mini-sode on journaling and other useful practices. Before we get started with today's episode, I just wanted to let you know, in case you didn't, that we also have a YouTube channel with free 1-hour yoga videos. We also offer a free weekly live virtual class every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific time, 12 noon East Coast U.S. time. That is 5 p.m. British Summer Time. Check your time clock for whatever location you live in. Now, let's get started on journaling. There have been times in my life where I dumped a lot of words on many pages, and there have been times when I've come across my old journals and read them. I like to journal. It can be cathartic. There is so much you can learn when you look back, and sometimes the insights we gain can be profound. During a particularly stressful period of my life, I journaled daily and wrote pages and pages of info. It was barely readable. 2 years later, the pages literally screamed back at me, "Wake up! Get it together or continue on in an endless loop of despair." I realized that I was writing the same shit over and over again for a few years. My life was a series of repeatable patterns, and the repetition wasn't serving me or anyone else. It wasn't a pattern worthy of my valuable and limited time on this earth, truly. The truth was, I didn't even recognize that I was trapped, spinning around again and again. I was exhausted and even a bit deluded. I thought my life was progressing and changing, and it was in some areas of my life, but it wasn't enough. For the most part, it was stagnant. I was tired, overwhelmed, and a few years earlier, I had experienced a significant event that changed my entire life in 1 second. My whole being was exhausted. I could have chosen to ignore the fact that I was stuck in a loop and continue to write the same things over and over again, but I chose to acknowledge where I was at and to participate in my life consciously, taking full responsibility for everything. More importantly, I chose to break the pattern. Even though journaling had value in allowing me to spill my guts on paper, the real value was the realization that I needed to wake the fuck up. Had I not learned this lesson from journaling, would it have been another traumatic or tragic event to put a fire under my ass to do that? Something else I've learned is that we do not require tragedy to live our best lives, even though it seems like we're conditioned to believe that. Human beings have a tendency to focus on what's wrong or what could go wrong. It's part of our ego, it's part of survival, it's part of our protection method. Journaling allows us to let go of some of our thoughts or to make sense of them. It's a record of what's happening in a specific time of your life. The paper is objective and doesn't judge. The pen to the paper and getting it out there will allow you to have a simple record of what was happening in your life during the time you kept the journal. And it can help you to find patterns, record a memory, and offer you a guide to know yourself better, so you can then choose with intention that which you want. Journaling on its own is very cathartic. We do need to check in from time to time, because that is where the real lessons lie. We might find some things when we look back on our journal pages, how we've grown, where we're stuck, what we've achieved, what we have failed at, And I know a lot of people in the feel-good self-development thing like to say, there is no failure. I believe that in some ways because, yes, we do learn something, but there are times where we maybe could have done better. But it's not about beating yourself up or saying that you're a failure or wallowing in self-pity. But this is just simply recording our life, recording what we've done, looking back at it, and seeing we all don't come in first place. Patterns, thoughts, the mind, and the brain. You might have heard that we have approximately 40 to 60,000 thoughts each day, each one of us. That many thoughts. Many of those thoughts are like recordings playing in the background. Some of them are not even our own. We pick up on others' thoughts and feelings through indirect and direct experience of the world around us. Our unique experience of the world is also limited through our limited senses. And those experiences are both conscious and unconscious. We are perpetually and continually exchanging energy with everything around us. These thoughts are created by our perceptions of our own personal experiences, stories other people have told, history, our past, the present, and even our future desires. Many come from outside of us until they become our own, even when they aren't necessarily true or even correct. Our thousands of thoughts and beliefs create the stories we live and tell. Our unconscious brain processes approximately 11 million bits of information per second. That is 660 million per minute, 39.6 billion per hour, and so on. It becomes an abstraction. It's unfathomable, really. Yet it is believed that only, which is still quite a lot, 40 bits of information being processed by each one of us each second of every day consciously. That is equal to 2,400, which then turns into 144,000 in 1 hour and almost 3.5 million in 1 day. It's no wonder that all of this information can start to spin around in loops from time to time. That's why we need tools to help us sort out the clutter. Journaling, meditation, yoga, and other practices can help tame our sometimes wild minds. Within the big story of your life, there are hundreds of thousands of stories with greater and lesser significance. There are loops, plot twists, and turns. How they play out is up to you. These stories can repeat themselves with different characters if we aren't self-aware. Each event or series of events are chapters in the stories of our lives that we give meaning to. We create patterns, we change them, we recreate them, and sometimes we break them. Can we even recognize them? Can we be self-aware? It's challenging unless we choose to live with intention and from time to time do the inner work. So that brings me to the challenge. So even though we can learn lessons from our own traumas and tragedies, we don't require them to live our best lives. We can stay ahead of the curve when we live with purpose and intention. That's why I created this challenge to help you and me be conscious and aware, to be proactive even amidst the chaos of the world. The challenge is called One Circle a Day. And I named it such because circles have no beginning and no ending, and we ourselves have no beginning and no ending, truly, not in the scheme of consciousness. maybe in our linear lives and how we track time, but not as a soul. Our lives are cyclical and fluid in nature. Around and around we go until one day we go with the flow. So I fibbed. I named it one circle a day, but it's not a single circle, but three. But it only takes 3 minutes each day for the first 28 days. It's fun and easy and actually has benefits. It will help you create lasting habits, get to know yourself better, and help you to live with intention. I will put a link in the show notes, but the information is gotten two ways. One is you can join the Facebook group. It's the Mindful Soul Center. It's a private group, so you need to request to join. The second way is you can go to www.mindfulsoulcenter.vipmembervault.com. So that's www.mindfulsoulcenter.vipmembervault.com. The PDF journal is available there to download. You can also engage every day and track your progress and gain points. And in the end, well, not at the end of this particular thing, when you gain 100 points, I think you may gain like 30 to 60 points when you take part in this challenge. But when you gain 100 points on Member Vault, you will receive a gift that you can choose from us, the Mindful Soul Center, and I will let you know more details towards the end of the challenge. The journal is 10 pages. It includes one page of instructions. There is a second page of instructions for the last 2 days, but that will be released as we get near to that time. There is a weekly circle journal. There are 4 pages for 4 weeks. Each page has 14 circles. And that's where you would record your first and last thoughts of each day. And then there's a mood tracker page, which is for the entire 28 days, and you can track your moods there. It's very simple. I've also provided line journal pages, so you can print them to record your thoughts and feelings if you want to go deeper, or you can use them for the last days when we'll be going deeper anyway. As I mentioned, doing this every day will help you create the habit of journaling, give you insights into your own beingness, increase your sense of self-esteem simply because you showed up and did it, and ultimately help you to become more intentional. Success. We're always successful when we do the inner work and take some time to explore our thoughts on life on the inside and out. So when you record your thoughts on a daily basis, they might be your mental state, they might be your physical state, you might find yourself writing things you have to do or you want to do, it might be something you're grateful for, it might be a dream, it might be related to your purpose. Simply record each day what it is, what is true for you that moment. Don't judge it, just do it. In the end, you might recognize some patterns or repeating thoughts. Good or bad or indifferent. You might also find that your moods are shitty or they might be great or somewhere in the middle. Wait till the end of the month to explore and assess where you are right now with more depth. If you're impatient, then by the end of each week, assess the week. No judgments. If you join the challenge, please join the Facebook group. I'd love to hear from you. Please leave a comment on the Mindful Soul Center's Facebook page or tag us in a post on Instagram and let us know how it's going. Thank you for joining me today on the Mindful Soul Center podcast. Namaste. Music in this podcast episode includes God Fury by Anno Domini Beats and Cast of Pods by Doug Maxwell. Thank you. Until next time.